Cambridge 105 Radio.
You ready for panto season?
I am.
Okay. In the depths of winter, it often seems like there's nothing alive out there in the forest. But look a little bit closer, and you'll see that there's a whole world unfolding right before your eyes. Come and join the sensitive mole, the gregarious ratty, the world-weary badger, and the very excitable toad as they go on a brand new festive adventure. This is the Figs and Wigs production of Kenneth Graham's classic tale of friendship. Sarah Colwell was here, direct from Toad Hall.
Well, virtually direct, but they weren't actually in Toad Hall, you see. So,
sorry, what's happened to Toad Hall?
Well, Toad Hall was mentioned. It's like the follow-on to what happened with Toad previously.
So previously on The Wind in the Willows.
Wind in the Willows 1, Toad... Right. Stole a motor car, didn't he? And he was a they're all female characters in Figs and Wigs. And she was arrested and taken to prison. So that was Toad 1.
Right.
And so in this production, they are all talking about how, thank goodness, Toad is a little bit more sensible now, despite her flirtation with Instagram. Mm-hmm. And everything's going to be fine. But unfortunately, Toad is still a little bit scatty.
Yeah.
And has this fabulous idea that she's going to build a rocket and fly up to space, go to Venus for a holiday. So the others are like, oh my goodness me, what are we going to do?
So are we saying that prison doesn't work for toads?
I think no rehabilitation there.
Right.
Yeah, which is a bit of a shame, really. But so Toad has built this amazing rocket and she wants to fly off. But Weasel, who obviously doesn't like Toad, because in Wind in the Willows 1, there was a bit of an issue with weasels and toads, sneaks onto the rocket and takes some petrol out, some fuel out, so that what will happen is Toad will get to Venus and never be able to come back. Right, it's all really very, very basic. But unfortunately, Weasel needs the loo and gets trapped on the rocket and goes up with her. And then Toad finds out Weedle's on the spaceship, but in the end they kind of become pals.
Spoilers here. Don't give spoilers.
sorry.
Just Toad and Weasel make it to Venus.
Well, the others find out that Toad has gone.
Look, stop ruining the story.
Well,
I might be going to see this.
Okay.
We need to talk about the story.
A little bit. So they do find out that she's gone and they're all terribly worried and all sorts of things happen and culminating with them coming back.
All together. Friends?
Yes, as friends.
As friends.
There we go.
Good.
So, okay, so it's not really spoiling it too much.
No, not at all.
Julian's really upset.
I am going upset. I'm considering going to see this. Potentially next Monday.
Yeah, that's fine. I haven't told you. I've told you very little.
Okay.
Basic plots.
Tell me a little bit about the production itself, because this is the Cambridge Junction annual family show. They don't call it the pantomime officially. It's a family show.
Yeah, it's like an alternative pantomime, really, isn't it?
I kind of like them, you know.
Yeah.
Possibly better than, might be because I'm slightly older, but I kind of like the alternative on it.
Yeah, there was lots of, it's behind you. So you'd have liked this, you two. It's behind you, and oh no, I didn't, and that kind of thing. So
it was very panto-ish,
yes.
And it is so very much a family production.
Oh, totally, okay. Yeah. And there were quite a lot of young children there. There's a brownie group, which is lovely, and lots of children shouting things out, and audience participation.
Always good.
Yeah, definitely. So it was very well done, and the spaceship was huge on the middle of the stage. But there's also... I'm not spoiling it, I promise.
Okay, don't spoil it.
I promise. When the spaceship was coming down, there was a little model spaceship which looked as if it was coming down. You see what I mean? So it was lots of planets floating about. So, yes, it was very, very well done.
Staging?
Good. Staging was excellent. There was a corner bit. They had the beginning of the production, there was a little boat that Mole and Ratty got on and sort of was pulled off stage. Very clever. So it looked like it was on the river, on the water bank.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And, yeah, the rocket was on one side of the stage. There was a little bit of, as happens in small places and small productions, a cast coming on, moving things in the dark and getting back
I quite like that. How many cast members are there?
There's five altogether.
Okay.
So there's one piece where there's a very large mobile phone on stage. There's lots of voiceovers.
There's 15 voiceovers.
They're
people.
Making phone calls, again, not spoiling the plot, making phone calls and the voices are answering.
Ah.
So that's why.
That makes sense.
Yep. Yeah, it was really good. And at the very end, I do have to say, again, not spoiling it.
You keep saying that. I think you're protesting too much.
Distressed. They've all got home. I won't tell you how. They do this incredibly hilarious dance. They all just walk on dressed up in bizarre costumes. And my friend and I don't know why, you know, and you just laugh because it's completely hilarious. And that was extremely funny. I think everybody laughed, but I don't know if they all laughed as much as us because we just got the giggles. But it's definitely worth seeing. Definitely worth taking your children to.
Is there music?
There is music. There are songs and music.
Are these original songs or are these reworking songs?
No, they're traditional. They're original songs. Yes.
Okay.
So, and also, interestingly, at the beginning, we went to a very small little press party. And, of course, it is the Junction's 30th year this year.
It is.
Which is remarkable.
Yeah.
So they spoke a little bit about things that are coming up next year. So it was all round a very entertaining evening, and I would wholly recommend it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, yeah. The photos look really good, fun, and a very interesting take on what is
a fairly traditional,
but still out there, wacky kind of story.
Yeah, definitely. It is definitely.
So ramp it up and put it in space. What could possibly go wrong?
That's it. Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Good stuff. Thank you so much,
no
Sarah.
Problem.
That sounds really good. Julian, not enough spoilers for you to not go So you can stop sulking
I'm
over
not
there.
Sulking.
And brilliant stuff. Good.
Various times until January the 5th. Check the Cambridge Junction website for the full details on that.
Cambridge 105 Radio.